You're tuned to 89.5 WSOU from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. With the sounds of Ramsey Lewis in the background, I like to say, well, guess what?
What?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm glad you asked. The Smithsonian Museum and American History founded National Appreciation, Jazz Appreciation Month, that is, in 2001, to celebrate the culture, music, and heritage associated with jazz. Now, this morning we have joining with us Antoinette Montague, a jazz artist, singer, and someone who is somewhat astute in the jazz world. And so who better to talk about the importance of Jazz Appreciation Month with us? Ladies and gentlemen, in just one moment, we'll be bringing Antoinette Montague right along with us. And good morning, Antoinette.
Bright moments, as we say in jazz. Everybody give us a bright moment. Bright moments.
Bright moments. And
bright moments.
Yeah, good morning. I just introduced you, and I just got finished talking about how Jazz Appreciation Month originated in 2001 by the Smithsonian Museum of American History, founded the National Jazz Appreciation Month to celebrate the culture, the music, the heritage associated with jazz. And so tell me, you, the jazz artist, why is that important?
Well, the blues, which is the roots and foundation of all contemporary commercial music, you can't find anything from R&B to jazz is the fruit, but the blues is the root of American music invented by black people in this country and out of West Africa in the 1600s. We invented and brought to this country the drum, the koro. So the first instrument, you put your hand on your chest, is the heartbeat. The second one is the voice. And out of that are all of these extensions of instruments that are obfuscations of those two things. But we invented the music that we call jazz out of a hardship, the blues, out of a hardship, work songs, syncopation, to keep the hard labor lifted up on a spiritual note and a joyful note. So while people might think the blues is very sad or jazz is too confusing, et cetera, it's in pretty much your music that you love and listen to. It is important to embrace this great, incredible art form, this gift from geniuses out of the African-American community. And it's important to celebrate it, to possess it, to lift it up, to listen. There's so many different types of jazz that have emerged over the years and different personalities of it, because it's as different as the thumbprint of the people who play it from one artist to another artist. So it is yours. It's your legacy. It's your possession. It's your heritage. And respect the people who invented it. Even though it is in many schools right now as a major, I encourage all of those students to honor the source. If you play something that somebody else has played and you put a different title and your name on it, that's called plagiarism. So try not to do the cultural flip that happens with the art form that we've invented. Black people are amazing. They've invented rock and roll, and that comes out of the blues. Jazz out of the blues. Gospel out of the blues. R&B, which stands for what? Rhythm and blues. So Jazz Appreciation Month, before the Smithsonian coined it, had been celebrated by so many of us because our great artisans and foundation people celebrated April because there were so many birthdays, you know, that jazz artists happened to have. Ella Fitzgerald, born in April. Billie Holiday, born in April. Duke Ellington, born in April. And the list goes on and on. Bessie Smith, one of the mothers of the blues, born in April. So we celebrate April every day, but we celebrate jazz 12 months out of the year, and we're happy that the nation more and more is highlighting this month as an awareness and appreciation, because we cannot forget how the art form absolutely started and evolved out of different circumstances. So I love this art form. I love the blues. I love jazz. I love the roots. And they say jazz is the quintessential thing to help lower your blood pressure, to help your brain think and recalibrate. So if we can create that art form out of so much oppression that has happened, it's a mighty powerful mechanism. And so we find the forces that try to suppress it, so that when a cultural flip happens, Duke Ellington will be blonde hair with blue eyes by the time they get finished flipping it. So we won't allow that to happen. What we're going to do is continue to celebrate the inventors of the art form. And I thank you so much, Quest Youth Radio at WSOU. It's just absolutely incredible, and that you are celebrating this art form on this day. We ask everyone who can pour into this show, hosted by Richard Barnes Bay, for all of these years, just consistently to help young people get some exposure to what it is like to be in radio. We celebrate you today, and thank you so much for highlighting Jazz Appreciation Month on the show.
I just wanted to let you ride with that, and I rocked with you, and your music, I mean, your voice has music to it, for each word. But I love the first part, that jazz is the fruit and the blues is the root. I love that part, right? And I heard the part also, ladies and gentlemen, she was talking about people, culture vultures, people trying to steal the music. But the music is universal. So, I'm going to put you on the spot and have you to elaborate a little bit more on that, right, if you can.
Music, while it is, once it's in the air, can be grasped and enjoyed and played by many people. I'm a person that believes you have to honor the source. And, where did jazz start? What are the roots of jazz?
Okay.
That's the blues. And by the same token, I'm clear that while music is universal, we have to, just make sure that we give credit to those who are the inventors. I did a program at another college. They'll call different artists in to be the head of an event that the students actually come together, and you give them your music, they learn it, then we do a big concert, et cetera. And then I went back to the school to pick up my check, and I'm watching these kids in a room surrounding a television, and then they go back and play note for note what it was they saw the legendary jazz player play. And I'm like, I'm going to come back and check out the next concert. And what I got a chance to hear was it was not the credit given to the person who they were standing around a television copying the music from. So, I really have a lot of love for people to pass on legacy, that our young people, we admired all of our legends and our upline, as I call them, the people who helped to introduce us to certain elements of the music. But our young people today, we've given them so much easily on a silver platter with the music. Don't forget where you got the platter from. The beautiful thing about technology, listen, if I wanted to learn a song, I had to go to the library, I had to research it, call a few people to see if they had it so I could put my ear on it and listen. Right now, you got this great computer in your hand, and you can just click in anything that you want, pull up some stuff, and there you go. Louis Armstrong is the father of our jazz phrasing. Everyone loved Louis, and they also learned their phrasing about this music from him. Billie Holiday honors him and admits it, even Frank Sinatra. So we've got shoulders that we stand on mightily, and great stations like WBGO in the great city of Newark, New Jersey, play this music Richard, you love this music. You've done many events bringing children to some of those events, and I know you're going to talk about that later on. And, you know, it's important to love jazz music. There are many different players and different types. Just go find one that you can enjoy and put your ear on. It helps you to think and recalibrate and light up the neurons in your brain. I like studies of the brain, but I also like rocking a crowd. So this music can give you all of those things plus some.
Would you, and pardon me for interrupting you in your flow and thought. Are there any particular, now I am going to talk about a particular event that's going to take place in South Orange Performing Arts Center later on today. But are there any particular events that we can, if we'd like to go out and maybe and show our support for jazz in the city, anything that can maybe roll off the top of your head, something, how do we kind of
easily
talk to
me? So this, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be at Birdland and their theater, and it is with some great musicians, Bobby Sanabria and several other artists will be there for three nights in a row, and it is really based on a gentleman who wrote a book called Dangerous Rhythms, which is talking about, you know, jazz clubs in the 40s and 50s and, you know, how they took advantage of musicians, how the music got paid for and played. And off of the book that he wrote, we had a great book signing last October, and so they brought him back with the same group. So I'll be doing a few songs with the band, and then also Saturday I'm double duty because Danny Mixon will be at a place called Sister's Place in Brooklyn, and I'm his special guest on that night. And then at the end of the month on the 29th, we have International Women in Jazz, and our headliner will be Cynthia Scott. I'm the host for the event, and that will be, if you go to internationalwomeninjazz.org, you'll see all of the information and how to get a chance to get a ticket and come on out and rock with us. That event's an all-day celebration of jazz from 12 to 9 p.m. And many, many more. I have an opportunity to be down at the Newark School of the Arts, and I teach any of the students, whomsoever will. The youngest is so far 11 years old, up to 72.
In the great city of Newark?
In the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Would you like to hear the theme song about it? I know you don't, so don't you start me. Hail to the fair Newark, we love you, you're the best town. So you celebrate this great music. Newark was a swing town. It had many clubs. If you go on WBGO's website, you'll get a chance to see a great documentary that they put on about the great city of Newark and what it meant to this art form. So we have to get more and more places and spaces that play the arts. I believe at Rutgers University, Clements Place, 15 Washington Street, is a spot that you want to go online and check out and see what they have. They don't have a cover, and they give wine, and they give great music. In New Jersey, PAC has a great festival, and you know, it's time. This is going to be a moment where we'll see a resurgence. We just had a young lady, Samara Joy. I gave her first radio interview at the show that I do on Saturdays, WHCR, Harlem Community Radio. And Samara Joy just won
a Grammy, right?
Two. She won for jazz vocal, but she also won for the big award of the night, the last award that's announced, Best New Artist. And so when a jazz artist wins Best New Artist overall, we celebrate them and we encourage them. I've mentored many of the greats, many of them, from Solomon Hicks, Jasmine Horn, Camille Thurman, and the list goes on. And whether we like it or not, we have to pass on legacy. But we also have to make sure that we include diversity and inclusion of ageism. We always celebrated our artists in jazz till they were 90 or checking out or whatever. And it's changed because the world has gotten more obsessed with youth, and they also have to figure out how to honor the biggest hustle in the world, which is the jazz college education. So they have to keep recycling and kicking people out that have great 30, 40 years experience who are excellent players. So we want to see diverse age. We want to see the inclusion that we're supposed to have, and we don't want to just see non-black people playing this art form. We must have singers. We must have artists. We must have these things in a visible scene so that the young people understand the reward of life is longevity. The reward of jazz, a career in jazz, is longevity, and showing that we honor people who've been out there really in the trenches, giving their hearts, and that we have to respect the women in jazz. I just hosted with BGO a platform panel about women in jazz, and everybody comes from a woman. Nobody escapes that, so you can't just disregard your women folks because that's how you suppress an art. Women are amazing. Men are amazing, too. So thank you for highlighting Jazz Appreciation Month on the Great Quest Youth Radio. How long has this show been going on, Richard?
More than 35 years.
And you've been the guy, right?
I've been one of the guys.
But you stay in a place that continues to flourish more and more talent. Who are some of the top young people that you got out of this program?
Oh, well, there are a number of young people. One that comes to mind is a young man. His first name is Gary. And Gary was taken over to NYU on a team radio trip. And one where we ran into Maya Angelou, it was over a weekend. We were coming in one door with her name is Kristen Wheeler. We were coming through one door on campus to get to a lecture. And behind the door we were trying to get through was Maya Angelou. Who knew? Right. That was exciting. But Gary at a lecture, The Village Voice and a bunch of other journalists at that time asked a question. And he was very young. He was the youngest one on the radio team. And he asked, well, you guys are journalists and everything, but can any of you tell me who killed Biggie? Right. And the whole room erupted because at that moment in time in history, no one did have that answer. Linda Lloyd comes to mind. The goal of this particular program is not to necessarily make someone, famous, but to become a productive citizen in society and use your oratory skills to elevate you in any direction of life that you choose to go in. So mine is not to give you to direct your direction. I'm not to be a directional compass of anybody's life, but also I am to reinforce where you're trying to go and to get you there, being able to be articulate to some particular level and to be good at it. How's that for an answer?
Well, listen, it's important to stop and give some applause to Quest Youth Radio. And if people want to donate to your program, how do they do that?
Oh, well, just try to find us on social media and, Quest Youth Radio, LLC, Quest Youth Radio, and you find us out there. But what I want to do, I don't want to grandstand on me. I want to stay on you and thank you. We're so honored to have you with us this morning.
I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, I can tell, right? I want to say that I know you know, but we talked about standing on shoulders. What we have a jazz master that's going to be joining us in a few moments, right? And that those shoulders that we stand on, standing on Darthon's, DK's shoulders. Right. I spoke to her this morning already, right? A jazz master. What in the world is a jazz master, Antoinette?
He's a NEA jazz master, National Endowment of the Arts. And that is an honor given to someone who has been not just in the trenches, but lifting up artists of various calibers and helping the grassroots.
Supporting the music.
To the super fruit. Well, and that's what the job of all of us happens to be. And sometimes it's not always possible for everyone to lift as thoroughly and as widespread. So many, many great programs would not have happened in the great city of Newark had Darth Ann Kirk not been in the trenches doing programming and creating things. So she's a National Endowment of the Arts jazz master, but she's also a treasure here in the great city of Newark for the work that she's done corporately with WBGO. You know, so we have so many different ways of being. So some of us work for corporations, some of us are independent artists, some of us have the largesse of working for, you know, sororities and fraternities and schools. So a shout out to all the jazz artists, all the jazz instrumentalists and singers, all of those programmers, Sheila Anderson, Steve Williams, who's running one incredible station down at WBGO, as well as I'm on the community advisory board for WBGO because I believe in not just the station, but the importance of all of us embracing something called jazz and jazz radio. I'm also on the board for the Duke Ellington Center for the Arts, DECFA, and that's run by Mercedes Ellington, which is Duke Ellington's granddaughter, advisory president of the advisory board for the International Women in Jazz. Shout out to Jackie and all of those folks, as well as I teach for something called the Wonderful Jazz Mobile, and that's Saturday mornings at the Celia Cruz Performing Arts Center, School of the Arts, the high school that has a program that we go up as jazz musicians and try to help build in musicianship, blues, and jazz artistry. The first thing I teach is the blues, as well as giving a vocal technique.
Keeping the music alive. Thank you.
That's the joy of it.
Was there one more that you wanted to say there?
Yeah, there was one more, and that's Jazz Power Initiative with one of my brother pianist Eli Yeaman's organization, who I do a lot of teaching and performing with. I won't say for, because we're all together creating what's effective educational tools to teach people this great art form. And we always know the blues is the roots, everything else is the fruit. And as I say, mankind's out of Africa, and you can get tired of me saying it all day if you want, but it helps to galvanize and bring us together because that is the birthplace of civilization. And I always say, so on the count of three, we're all related. Like, let's give a, you know, welcome to the family community, welcome to the family reunion. So, 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the family reunion.
And God bless Quest Youth Radio, Seton Hall University, and all the things that support this station. And it's just been a pleasure talking to you this morning. I'm very proud of you, Richard.
Well, thank you so much. God bless Antoinette Montague, the jazz singer, jazz woman to the rescue, right?
Here we go, baby.
You're tuned to WSOU 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. We're going to continue musically, and we want to thank our honored guest once again, Miss Antoinette Montague. Thank you, and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you, and you can look for me also at the Morristown Museum in the month of June, as well as over Manhattan working for Jazz Mobile during the summer. Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, and that
Take
does
care.
It. Thank you again. Bye-bye. And in case you didn't know, the Children's Jazz Series is going to take place today at South Orange Performing Arts Center. But more importantly, I want to bring on Mrs. Darthon Kirk, the curator of the particular event. So hold on, don't you go anywhere. I'm talking to you, right? She's coming right up. Okay, Darthon, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, now I can tell by the tone of your voice that you love me, and that's why you sacrificed your rest to get up to join us this morning, and I want to thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, and only for an old, old friend that's been connected and helping young people your whole career, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I had the honor to have Antoinette Montague on, and we were talking about Jazz Appreciation Month. We were talking about the shoulders that we stand on to, you know, keep the music going. And we spoke, you know, about you being one of those people who has brought jazz to the city, the great city of Newark, and, you know, the metropolitan area. But then more importantly, I want to talk about you being a jazz master, because I've never gotten a chance to actually highlight this on a level platform like I am doing right now today. Good morning, Darthon Kirk, the jazz master.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
That was quite an honor, because that's the highest honor you can receive in jazz. And I'm the first African-American female to receive the award for advocacy. They give it to musicians, but they also give it to another person for his or her advocacy in jazz. So I'm very grateful.
Okay, so you've worked a number of years at the number one jazz station in the nation, right? And that's in Newark, BGO. And from what I understand, you're retired, or are you?
I retired officially from WBGO April of 2018. However, I continue to work with them as a consultant, as well as consulting with the New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
Okay, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know that was one of the things that I was saying. That's why, and you also are a big supporter of your church, or churches in general. I've been following you and seeing you go into different churches, but you do something special at your church called the Jazz Vespers.
Yes, and that's at Bethany Baptist Church, and Jazz Vespers was founded there. Actually, this is the fourth month into our 23rd year. Last Saturday, we presented Paquito de Rivera. Dr. Moses William Howard Jr. came to Bethany and established it in 2000. And the feeling was it would not work, because it's in a Baptist church. That's very important to note. Other churches have always presented Jazz Vespers, but it was such of a hit with the community. We're still there. And thanks to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, they are a partner with us, meaning they make a financial contribution. And our other funding, of course, comes from donations. We're not allowed to give a specific fee at Bethany, so it's almost a miracle we're still there. And we presented a who's who in jazz over the 23 years.
That's so true. I've had the opportunity on a few occasions to join you there, as well as other venues. And speaking of venues, you have a very important venue that you're doing in cooperation with BGO later on this afternoon. And I would like for you to tell all about it.
Yes, I'm really excited. The WBGO Children's Concert began actually in 1993. And the mission is to introduce young people to jazz and establish an audience for jazz in the future. So today at 1 o'clock at the South Orange Performing Arts Center, Jerome Jennings Sextet will present a program for kids. Adults are obviously welcome, but they must bring a child because it's about the young people, and it's free and open to the public. 1 hour with a Q&A immediately following the performance. And then the next one in April will be held on April 29th at the Newark Museum, downtown Newark, with Stefan Harris. So those are the two in April. There are others during the year, so you can go to WBGO's website and get the information. It's too early to give too much information for people to digest, but those are the two in April.
Okay, you know, I thank you very much for that information. I've been a supporter of the Children's Jazz Series for a long time.
You have.
And ladies and gentlemen, that means free means you have to bring children, okay, in order to
mm-hmm.
get in. Because I'm going to be
That's
at
right.
I'm going to be at the door. Darthon, I have to ask you this before I let you go. With April being Jazz Appreciation Month, and what does that mean to you?
It means, if I have time, I just want to share this with you.
Yes.
A friend of mine, John Hassey, who was a curator at the Smithsonian in Washington, created Jazz Appreciation Month. I forget what year it was. And the purpose was to further jazz and highlight it to people of all ages. And it was originally funded by the Ella Fitzgerald Charitable Foundation. So I just wanted to share that. Some people say you shouldn't have a Black History Month, a Women's Month, a Jazz Appreciation Month, but those are the, because it happens the whole year, but those are the months that those events are highlighted and bring focus to it. So here's hoping with so many events in April for Jazz Appreciation Month, it will encourage people to support it the whole year.
Okay, but wow, you know, let me say this. I am honored to be your friend. Even though I haven't been a good steward about staying in touch, right? Yes, I just put that out there, right? And
yes. Well, I regularly beat you up about that.
Yeah.
But if you're friends, you don't have to be in touch every week or every month.
Mm. Did everybody hear that out there? and it's so important, you know, now I you know, because every time, you know, talking to you from time to time, you amaze me once again, because ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what she said? She actually knows a friend that actually started Jazz Appreciation Month. I heard that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I just,
uh-huh.
I just want to highlight that, right? Which makes
okay.
it so honorable to have you to have spent time with us here live on the radio at WSOU. Darthon, I want to let you go ahead and start your day. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you for all the work that, again, that you've done with the young people over the years. And bright moments to all. I hope people have heard this and will come out today. You won't regret it, I promise you.
All right. Let those be. Yes. Thank you again. Let those be the last words. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Darthon Kirk, our community jazz master, as we continue on Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to Quest Youth Radio, which is all together now. I can hear you. The best youth radio on 89.5 every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Until next week, we'll see you. And I want to thank Darthon Kirk, Antoinette Montague, and more importantly, you, the listener. And until Saturday.